wilderness, a place where there is nothing. God has the ability to make us fat. He has the ability to bless us beyond measure. But the problem with us is we've gotten to a place now where we've been fat on the blessings of God, and we now don't no longer consider it a blessing. Our blessings have become our curse. Notice verse number 8, what the children of Israel do. They, in verse 8, this seems to speak of those whom ran against the people. I'm talking about the people seem to turn upon Moses and the leaders of the church. They turn upon their officials, and they begin to go after the care ministry of their church. And the first thing that they begin to do is they murmur against their leaders. They through gripe and complaint and all of those that are in charge. But Moses tells them, you're not doing this against me. You're not doing this against Aaron. You're doing this against the Lord God. What you're saying about me, you're also saying it about God. We got to be careful with our complaints. But down there in verse number 11, thank God, I'm glad that God gives us a word to his man. You say, who's his man? His man is Moses. God's using his man to get his people where they need to be, amen, through that of provision. And we get down there and we look at verse number 12. Verse 12 says, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, speaking to them, saying, at evening ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass at the evening, quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning, the dew lay round about the host. Can I tell you this morning? God has a way to get it to you when you don't have a way to get it to yourself. Amen. When you don't know, when there's no end in sight, when you don't think that you're going to be able to provide it. Can I tell you, God's still God. He's still on the throne. He can still provide for you and for me. And we just got to trust God in the journey. This wilderness was an awful place. This wilderness was not a place where things were great, amen. Conditions were harsh, but thank God, God provided for the children of Israel, and God will provide a way for you. I want to preach this morning on some comparative things with the help of the Lord on how that this manna, when it was given, seems to be a type and a picture of the Word of God.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.